Earlier this month, we spoke with Bruce Brockenbro and Steve Doolittle of the Paducah Riverfront Development Authority about a proposal to enhance the city's downtown, lower town, and riverfront. It's called the Renaissance Area Master Plan, or RAMP, and while it has its supporters, it's also drawn criticism. Among those who've expressed reservations is retired journalist and Paducah resident Bob Hopper. Even though Mr. Hopper is a member of the Paducah Renaissance Alliance Board of Advisors, he's agreed to give us his personal perspectives on those reservations, as well as some possible solutions, and he joins us on the line. Mr. Hopper, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for this chance to have my say. About the plan, there are some things that I certainly agree with. We need much greater work on making the pathways in the downtown, lower town, riverfront more attractive to visitors to the city, more sensible, creative wayfinding. You know, the areas that one travels off the interstate into the downtown area, those are very important to people who've heard wonderful things about Paducah, and then they start wondering, well, gee, what were we missing? And it takes a while to get to the heart of where all the action is. And RAMP addressed some of that, not in much detail, but they at least addressed the need for it. I fully support that. I support the idea of greater linkages between downtown, riverfront, and lower town, but some of the follow-through wasn't there, and I know this was conceived mainly as just an outline of things that need to be done, but we've got a lot of things that are already going on that are very positive, and I would have liked to have seen more attention given to building on our existing strengths. For example, the plan called for new structures in the block where the the gazebo parking lot is downtown to create kind of a market square thing. Well, we already have Market Square, and don't build some new retail there to compete with all the existing retail and the empty spaces in downtown buildings. Rather enhance that as a park area, keeping the village square idea that we already have, and then make a concerted effort to find out what needs to be done to make the existing buildings along the Broadway spine more attractive to developers, which is a treasure and a jewel that towns half Paducah's size would love to have. And we have some bright people here. We have some people who are well-heeled and well-intentioned, but have not necessarily been able to work with developers in the city to get some of these old, large buildings we have downtown shaped up for development as retail, restaurants, offices, residential, boutique hotel, you name it. We have those strengths that should be built on, not neglected. Instead, they focus too much, I think, on this proposed development at 2nd and Broadway. And there's a lot of community opposition. I have not seen the redone plan. Maybe they're going to address that.
I did get the impression that most of the concerns that people have about the plan isn't so much about the necessity of development. As you said, it's more about the specifics. That would be fair to say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and again, I think we have such a visually striking downtown, lower town, and potentially visually striking riverfront. We should put every ounce of creativity and smarts into enhancing these rather than coming up to fix problems that don't exist. And also, we've got to develop the second, third, fourth floors of some of these buildings into affordable living space. We want young, vibrant people living downtown again. They can't necessarily buy expensive condos. Maybe some creativity should go into how to develop some more residential space downtown so that young people who would love to live down there but can't afford it could. Cities that grow and progress are attractive to young people, not just old gray beards like myself.
I get the feeling that, in spite of all the emotions that this contention over ramp has engendered in some people, and the frustration some may be feeling, I don't get the impression that there's a lot of personal acrimony. It's my impression that the people that have shown up at these meetings, the one I've seen at least, don't seem to be angry at one person. In fact, I would even go so far as to say it seems these are people that love their community no matter what side of the issue they're on, and they understand that about each other.
I think so, yes. I think you're exactly right. Part of it may be the specific nature of the task handed ramp. Maybe it was too limited, too narrowly focused. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe they thought Broadway would take care of itself. I think we have to be a little bit more proactive than that. I mean, a city that's serious about renewing itself cannot let a jewel like the Columbia Theater languish for years. Can't happen. People don't want it to happen. The plan didn't necessarily address that as much as some of us would have liked. Well-intentioned, yes. Parts of their framework we can put in place right now. Already in Lower Town, you know, with the paint the fire plugs thing, doesn't sound like a big deal. But I tell you, there are some really neat-looking fire plugs now where there used to be just some ugly stumps. The tank farms don't have to be ugly. They can be maintained and painted. Industrial infrastructure doesn't have to be ugly.
Well, how would you get companies like that, perhaps large corporations based elsewhere, how would you get them to buy into this?
I would put it this way. Why don't we want to work together for the common good? We want businesses that want to be part of the community. And our locally owned businesses, our corporations, they give back big time. Our out-of-town companies, they also want to be part of what we're doing. And when they are based or located in a community that is thriving and progressive, their employees are happier when they go to work. If the company can't afford to improve and enhance their appearance, maybe they can solicit help from the community. And there's no reason for downtown buildings not to be cleaned up. There are property owners who do a wonderful job maintaining the community. And there are others that maybe they can't, but then they can ask for help.
Bob Hopper is a member of the Paducah Renaissance Alliance Board of Advisors. He joins us from his home in Paducah. Mr. Hopper, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Todd.